College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we got post game today. I'm going to be hustling all the way from here up to the arena as well.
So. It's a packed day. It's a packed day for a lot of people.
Oh, don't forget, we got a Panthers preseason game. That's going to be on 560 WQM. Yours truly will be working it. I got you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for that. yeah, we know Dan had to swoop in last minute. Brittany was supposed to be here today. Her car did not start, so that was that.
Oh, that's not even talk about. She ain't even dealt with the traffic yet.
I think, Dan, if you just would you mind, I think whatever access on, can we have it on, I think, whatever channel it's got to be on? I think that's the only thing is people on the stream can't hear us. So I think we should be good to go. But, yeah, man, let's get to it as we got some headlines here. It was a crazy football weekend.
Yes.
As, you know, we had NFL action yesterday. We got the Miami Dolphins in action tonight. And headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. As the Miami Dolphins get going tonight at 7:15, Game Day Uncensored comes your way at 3 p.m. on FM 104.3. Fins are 2.5-point favorites. They will wear their rivalry uniforms tonight, which will be an exciting affair as the dark waters. I saw that they redid the field and all that. They got that all going. Yeah, dude, they got it.
That's
you know,
cool.
You know it's a special occasion, but they got some time. I don't think the Canes play there for like 3 weeks. Haven't played there for like 3 weeks, so.
Yeah, being that they haven't left, they're not leaving Florida for the first month of the season.
Right, and we did lose a little bit of shine on that FSU matchup, although it's still a rivalry game, but man, that was crazy.
How did
the crowd get there so fast?
Because
that was insane.
They were already down.
That was scary.
Like, that is the fastest I've ever seen a crowd storm a field.
After they scored the second one, right? People started coming down. Mm-hmm. So that when that dude caught that ball,
yep.
It was the quickest I've ever seen.
That was wild. Kind of dangerous.
Yeah. It was the quickest I had ever seen anybody rush the field.
No, man. It was an insane thing to see. But either way, that the Seminoles lose, so game day college game day is going to, I don't know where the game is, but it's going to Alabama, Vanderbilt. I'm not sure who's home or not, but I think it's going to Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Sure. So no 2 out of 3 for the Canes when it comes to game day for college game day, but game day uncensored, that will come your way today at 3 o'clock as we get you ready. In the NFL yesterday, we had a tie in Sunday Night Football.
I missed it. I started watching it. Wasn't that it was blah, but then I heard things picked up in the second half.
Yeah. It was a pretty wild affair. The Buccaneers almost did their thing again against the Eagles.
Yeah,
almost.
Well, they probably should have never because Baker threw that pick in the end zone, which is like the most discouraging, bone crushing thing that you could ever, see if you're rooting for a team, throw a pick in the end zone. It's brutal.
It was brutal. There's no doubt. Did you see your boy Aaron Rodgers in Ireland?
I did not.
They won.
Yeah, I know. I saw they won. However, it was only on what was that game on regular TV? I don't think it was.
It was on NFL Network.
Okay.
I don't know if you get that or not, but it was on NFL Network. He was able to go that way. Tate Sauce is the old love dozing off.
No, it wasn't that. On Sunday morning, I was golfing.
Okay.
So I brought my iPad and I couldn't.
Did you watch the Ryder Cup wall golfing? Did you have it like on the iPad on the golf cart?
That I did on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But on Sunday, it didn't start until 12:30.
Oh, okay.
So I was done. And one of the things that I love about sports is you get, I don't care who's competing, you sometimes have an opportunity to witness something great. Mm. And that U.S. team almost came back from the single-handed worst beatdown ever in the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. They came up a little bit short, literally short, because one guy putted two putts to actually win his match came up short, which is who cares?
Right.
Right? Who cares? You should never – and in those situations, and that's what I mean, it's like a quarterback who has fourth down, the one thing you got to do is throw it up. Right? It's fourth down. You got to – like, you know, I think that's one of the things that was last week with Tua. Like, he may not have had anybody open. He may have been running to the wrong, you know, his the sidelines. But it's fourth down. Chuck it up. Who cares? Right? And so from that standpoint.
Who's that guy? Who's
they had a chance. They literally had a chance.
They let him in here? How did he get a credential?
He's peeking.
Who let him in here?
I don't know. Stalker.
Why is he allowed in here? He just, you know, he only shows up for, he's not a grown-up. He shows up for Fridays and fun events. You're not a grown-up. You're not a grown-up. Don't look at me like that. Okay, yeah, you're a member of the media. Oh, man, it's crazy.
So, a lot of good, like, I mean, college football, you had a lot of big games. You had some big games going to overtime. Starting on Friday, you had Penn State and Oregon.
Yep, Oregon moved up to number two.
So Penn State just can't. There's certain humps they can't get over. And Oregon is one of those teams, right? Like, they're the outlier in the Big Ten, just with how they play. They don't play the physical, you know, rush the pass or run the ball down your throat type of offense. And they're really good. And so, like, Penn State's never been able to get over that hump. Who else played? Alabama, Georgia.
Yep. Ole Miss beat LSU.
Ole Miss beat LSU.
They hopped up the rankings a lot.
And which was not, like, the scoring affair everybody made it out to be.
Don't worry. Brian Kelly's working on a new accent. He's going to be a new him.
Dude, they interviewed him, and I was like, at halftime,
yeah.
I'm like, you bet. I'm like, I'm
don't,
staring
don't,
at you.
Like, don't do it.
I said, you bet.
You better not do it.
You better not do this with an accent.
He's kicked that habit, Dan, hasn't he? He doesn't do the fake accent anymore, does he? It's not his thing anymore. Brian Kelly stopped with that nonsense.
I mean, I don't know. I don't go to LSU anymore. I go to University of
Miami.
I didn't
know if you got boots on the ground report.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later, football Monday.
We got a football Monday rewind. We're rewinding, even though this is kind of our football Friday, technically.
Or we could just go with game day.
It is our game day. We got that all going on.
Yeah,
so,
I know what I need to see. I don't know about everybody else.
Why you got to look like you smelt a fart, J-Fig?
Because it smells like somebody just dropped one right on the floor.
I don't think that's what that was. That looks like she just saw Solana or something like that.
Hey! Oh.
Nailed it.
I was gone for 2 seconds.
Nailed it.
We're back already.
Yeah, that's how the world.
It's not like Friday.
We're rolling, baby. Yeah, Friday.
Friday, because I talked through so many breaks that we have long breaks.
Okay, that's great. but yeah, so right now it looks like at the midst of Heat Media Day, Spo has spoken. Tyler Hero is at the podium. He says, "I'll be back in the next 8 to 12 weeks." Around there. I'll be back soon. So your theories were correct, Leroy, that this may be a little bit longer than 8 weeks. They said around 8 weeks. Use that semantic samurai.
Back means he's start basketball activities. Doesn't mean he'll be back to playing.
Right.
So, like, yeah, man, there's certain injuries that just throw up a red flag for me. One, or all foot injuries, because you have so many different bones in there that you really don't know what they did. When they tell you somebody had foot surgery, they could be reattaching ligaments. There's so many different things that they could be doing that you're just not aware of. So I'm always worried about that. But a lot of times when you have foot surgery, there's some type of screw or suture that's required to help it heal. The other one, bone bruise and high ankle sprain.
Yeesh.
Bone bruise, high ankle sprain is like random like injuries that could be anywhere from a week to a month. You just don't know. And so anytime I hear that, I'm like, especially in basketball, bone bruise, oh my goodness, that's the worst. So I knew it would be a while. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how long, but if you have foot surgery,
right,
that means that he probably had to get something put in there to help it heal. And that's just being familiar with basically all the injuries.
You've had all of them. You're just telling us about a new one. You're going to get fixed.
I can't. But guess what? I've come to the conclusion that, man, live your life, right? Like, you wouldn't know it if I didn't tell you. Because, like, who cares? Everybody got struggles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to live my best life.
It's something, man.
Yeah.
So
I will say, though, it hurts.
The knee? Which one is it?
I mean,
both of them?
Both. Well, right now I have the knee. No, just the left one is swollen up, and we have issues with that one. We're going to work on that. But I'm not going to do it during football season.
Okay.
Because
priorities.
No, because, listen, I'm also a child, right?
That's true.
We know.
I like to golf. I don't want to miss 2 or 3 months of prime golf. So once hurricane season's over with, and then we get into the season, right? Again, to the prime time golf season. I don't want to miss that. But here's the kicker. If I have it done now, I'll be done right at the end of hurricane season and right when we get into golf season. So I got a few things I need to discuss.
I didn't realize you had a non-golf season. I didn't realize that you had that.
Just off season. It's not non-golf season.
Is that like when your foursomes aren't here?
No, that's when it's summer and it rains and all the snowbirds go back up north to get the good weather up north, right? So and it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's smoltering hot. Everybody out there look dehydrated. So that's off-season golf. From October, I would say from like the middle to the end of October through March is some of the best golf in the country.
Mm.
It is down here in South Florida as far as the weather and stuff like that.
So Spo said they're starting training camp tomorrow at FAU, and he said he was asked if they're planning to start Kalel at center again. He says, there's an element of unknown with this team in this season that has invigorated me. I'm embracing the unknown. Despite what people think my tenor is with him, I enjoyed coaching Kalel. He is learning the head coach's standard of approaching every single day to strive for excellence and not accept anything less than that. As a young player, then you learn that impacts winning.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I love you, Spo. You are a three-time champion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Legend.
But if Mike McDaniel said those same words, we would have put our mics down and drove out of here.
Well,
because he talks the same way.
Mike McDaniel,
say the first line again.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell
There's
me
an
that
element
doesn't
to the unknown of this team and this season that has invigorated me.
Now make the voice unknown. Mike McDaniel.
I don't want to.
But that's what he does. It does it. Wait, does it? They.
If Mike McDaniel won a Super Bowl, we'd be like, hey, dude, take as long as you want.
I lived it.
Say whatever you want.
People in Cleveland hated all the crap that Bill Belichick did and how he did it,
mm-hmm.
and they loved it in New England.
Right.
Why is that? He's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't deviate. He didn't change. He still was on to Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Yep.
But he was winning. So, like, Spo is a winner. He's one of the greatest coaches to ever do it. Mike McDaniel is on that path from the beginning, right? So if two people say the same things, as Vlad would say, Spo got ring protection.
I just think it's a good – I mean, and the other thing is, like, it's a good problem that you even are considering that maybe Nico can win those competitions. I think it's good. I mean, like, look, training camp is not long. I mean, they're going to – especially because they got to go Puerto Rico for the game on Saturday. So it's really, like, 3 days, you know. So I don't, know, how much, I don't know how much a camp battle is going to be decided.
They're just knowing that that's it? 3 days camp and then they start preseason?
Three, four, yeah, and then they go to preseason on Saturday.
They don't have, like, then come back and then go back to training?
They'll have more time. Like, they'll have, like, I think they have, like 2 games, and then they have a break, and then they'll be back at it. But, no, like, they kind of
But they'll be here.
They kind of get after it.
I know they practice hard, but I'm saying, so they're not going to go back to FAU.
No.
Okay,
FAU is just this week.
Okay, so because
they'll just practice here.
See, we didn't, like, in football, we didn't even care about the games or the practices or whatever. The only thing we cared about was when we get to sleep in our own bed.
Mm.
That was breaking camp.
Right.
I don't care if preseason was 2 more weeks. When you get to break camp, and not have bed check and not have all those meetings, because keep in mind, you're practicing twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
You have a whole bunch of meetings during the day. You go from like 7:30 in the morning till 10 at night in football. It's brutal. So, yeah.
Did you see, speaking of coaches, did you see how much Brian Daboll hugged Jackson Dart yesterday? Like,
did you see?
I think he was one move away from a smooch right on the cheek.
Wasn't that Dart doing the dancing in the end zone?
He was.
Oh, my goodness.
Intangibles.
Hey, let me tell you something. why you want to talk about it? I was like, looky, Lou, this the tangible guy. He's doing it.
Learned a thing or two.
Learned a thing
or two. It wasn't exactly Mike Gesicki doing the gritty.
No. He, like, yeah.
It wasn't that situation.
All the black people stood back and say, damn.
Yeah, boy.
Look at that ball, pretty good. That ball can dance.
I don't even know if Russell Wilson could do that.
Oh, no. Russ, come on.
Don't bring him into this.
Russ.
What?
Really? You think Russ would be like, I'm not doing that foolishness.
Still doing the sprinkler?
No.
The Charleston?
Let me tell you something. Black people don't do the sprinkler.
Okay, I'm just asking a question. That's
like,
I'm not here.
Not only that.
Don't let me catch you doing the sprinkler.
Not only that. You talking about a intangibles dance from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right.
Oh, boy. He was, oh, man, it was crazy. But
RVA Richie says he hugged him like he found a chicken wing under his seat. No, he did.
He did. But the thing is like, is he that good?
Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
No idea.
But
I don't know. They won that game.
Yeah.
And then what's-it-face? The Chargers lost another tackle. They lost Alt.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and Malik Nabers got hurt, too.
Malik Nabers got hurt.
OBJ was coming out ripping the turf again.
Where?
At MetLife.
Yeah.
Because it's a monster. It takes away everybody.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I don't want to – let me explain to you how the business of football works for people that don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
That field is not there for the protection of the players. That field is so they can move it out and put monster trucks on Tuesday,
right,
or a concert on Wednesday and get the most out of it.
Yeah, Cam, right? Cam Ward made some news this week because he was like, I don't understand why we play on turf when we practice on grass, too.
He's right.
Like, doesn't
you and you know why you practice on grass? To take some of the wear and tear off your legs.
Yeah, but I think also he's just like, why can't we just
you know who does it really cool? Arizona.
Now, I don't know if it matters what.
You know what Arizona does, right?
They lift, don't they?
The field comes slides out of the stadium.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind
of cool. That's what I'm saying. Nobody wants to put for that amount of money. And so what you're starting to realize is that me personally, I think it's the shoes, okay? And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
The bottoms of the shoes now are like baseball shoes, mm-hmm, with the triangles and the squares. There's no circles. So I think sometimes the traction is too much.
Gotcha.
And guys are tearing certain things. Whereas before, all football cleats would separate football cleats from baseball cleats were – the baseball cleats had the triangles, and the football cleats had the circles. Mm-hmm. So you could get traction, but your foot could turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ever, I know I can't do a study to prove it, but I'm telling you that Real having science. great traction is not always the best thing. I never wore turf shoes on turf because I didn't like the little nubs.
So do you wear sneakers?
Yeah, I didn't like the little nubs. So I never slipped.
I don't like it. What?
I don't like that.
No, if you look at turf shoes, they have little nubs on the bottom.
I know what they are, but I didn't like how you milked it. Like, I didn't like
little nubs. No.
No, didn't you? You didn't like that either, did you? It was a little weird. Hey, nubs.
Why does your beard not match your hair?
It looks like microphone it looks so small in his hand.
It literally looks like you taped a beard to your face.
Why does it look like you robbed some member of the extreme team here?
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if there's a Mets fan that's a country music fan, but they could call last night how the fish ended our season, because what a delight. Yesterday, the Miami Marlins beat the Mets 4-0. All the Mets had to do was hang on, and they would have been in the postseason. The Reds also lost. They were tied, and they did not. They did not score a run in their last stand to get into the postseason. And the Mets broadcast, let me tell you something, dude. They were salty about it. Oh my God, the Keith Hernandez and that whole crew, they're saying, look at these guys out in front of the dugout acting like they won the World Series. Hey, Jack, let me tell you something. You guys spent, $347 million, give or take a few? The Marlins aren't acting like they won the World Series, but they know they ended your season, and that is quite humiliating. And yeah, we could talk about different strokes for different folks, like, hey, the Marlins. But the idea that the Marlins were as close as they were to you, like, that's the humiliation in itself that you guys were stuck there. So don't be lashing out at the Marlins on how they celebrate. Lash out on your own team for not scoring a run with your season on the line. That's the embarrassing thing. And they're sitting here taking pot shots at the Marlins. Oh, look at them. You got bigger problems, dude, on how than how the Marlins. Now, is it very enjoyable when the Marlins end the Mets season? It is very much. It's very much. And especially when the great Tommy Hutton is on the call. Is he going off? Yeah, he just takes a certain solace in beating the Mets. You know, I would actually say Kyle Seeloff was probably enjoying it even more. The play-by-play broadcaster. Oh, look, we got Norman Powell at the podium right now, looking good with his Heat attire. I think Bam has spoken already today, and Tyler Hero. So
Tyler Hero was on air.
We got that all flowing through, and we do expect that. We do expect that at some point we'll have some guest roll on by the room, but yeah, man, that was that. Like
I saw the guy you don't like.
Who?
Wiggins.
He's coming on.
I know you trashed him
he
all
was
year.
In the hallway.
I didn't trash him. That's not fair. That's not fair. I didn't trash him all year. That's not fair.
Oh my God.
That's not fair. I didn't. That's a ridiculous
look
statement.
At, dude, look at you, us in the eye when you say it's not fair.
I didn't trash him all year. I didn't trash him all year. That's not fair. I won't have the same description.
Wait, because he wasn't with the team all year.
I won't have it. I won't. Okay, I'm not doing semantics like you. I'm not some escape artist.
You are the master of semantics.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay, fine. Let's just say things that aren't
wait,
true.
Wait, let me reenact. Hey, buddy, you scored 20 points in the first quarter.
What is that? I mean, you look like
it's basketball. Okay. If a guy scores 20 points in the first quarter, does it mean he's going to score 80?
Does he not legitimately look like the greatest basketball player you've ever seen?
Yes.
In certain spurts?
Yes. Can he get a little time to acclimate?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
But did you do that before?
You know, dude, don't lash out at me. It was a long year.
I didn't.
It's a long year.
The question was, did you?
How come nobody ever talks about being a long year for me? What about that? What about a little toll for us to go through?
Okay, so like it was a long year for you. I had to deal with it every day.
Oh yeah, okay, you had to deal with it. What did you have to deal with? You know,
eating five.
Oh please. You sit here and you just dismiss everything I do anyway. So what's the difference? If I say Heat in five, or if I say that we're back, you know, all of a sudden you go, doesn't matter. This is what's going to happen. If I get excited about a West Coast trip, and let's say the Heat have like a 4-1 trip, you're going to be like, by my count, it's October. By my count, it's November. By my count, it's January. You do the same thing. And then
keep it real?
No, not keep it real.
Keep it real? You're just a pessimist. That four game road trip.
Please.
They had 37 wins last year.
I know.
Okay.
Crazy year, though. You would agree.
First of all, I was saying it the whole time. That just crazy.
It really
hurt.
Is amazing.
Nobody's playing.
I really want to call you Stretch Armstrong because it's like you span the takes. It's like not only did you have the take that you kept it real, but then you also said, but I also said it was at the certain time of the year where you got to keep things real. Like, pick which side you were on. Pick which side. Because you just had both takes.
I'm on the side of reality.
What does that mean?
That means the season is very long.
Yes.
You can look at your team and tell what they need to be good at or not and go from there. Whole thing was this.
You and I were united on one thing last year, dude, and it was when I had to twist your arm to bet on Caldwell for Rookie of the Year. I had to twist your arm to explain it to you. And you were sitting here being like, I don't know.
Yeah, but if I see some real in it, then I'm all in.
Yeah, but do you know how much work it had to do just because it came from me?
Yes.
Anytime I have take, you have to go and you're just like, this is me. If I say, hey, that's a picture of Bam Adebayo, you're like, skeptical.
No.
That's you. If I say it, it's like,
wait,
Norman Powell's on the television radio. You're like, is that AI? You don't know. You don't believe me. You don't trust me.
And why is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
8 years.
I'm a little hurt,
eight
to be honest
long
with you.
Years.
Have you been known to...
What?
That.
I don't know what that is.
Stretch the truth?
Stretch.
I don't think I do
reality.
Stretch the truth.
You don't stretch reality?
I don't think I do. Do you really think I'm
Your reality is basically as real as when you put on those goggles that Marcos has running around.
I may not have hit it with no goggles, but it really messed up my depth perception.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he put up a little Papa Shot hoop, and then he put on these glasses. I was like, whoa. It was weird. And I just kept shooting it over his head.
Can I just say this?
He might have been right here.
Can I just say this? Hmm? That's also how your reality works.
That's literally what I just said.
I know.
Well, he's a take stealer.
All the time. Every time I say something, you talk over me and say the same thing. But louder.
You know, this is a guy who will steal cold cuts out of people's cards.
Don't you sexy talk all the time, then.
See, that's a classic Leroy move.
Leroy.
Yep. What? Nobody heard that. It was, you can't bring non-segment or break talk onto the air. Just
no,
apparently.
She was doing something for Marcos.
Yeah, all I said was, hey, guys. And then apparently that was a little too sexy for everyone.
Hmm.
There he goes again. He's right there. He heard his name.
What's going on out there, dude? Anybody perusing?
He just mysteriously shows up.
Very quiet this year, yeah? Is everybody upstairs?
Maybe it's because we're early.
Come here, buddy. Sit
here. I don't know.
We're early?
We've been on the same time all the time.
I know we are, but I
bet it's that damn Amazon taking everybody. Amazon shows up. Bezos shows up, and then all of a sudden messes up everybody's schedule.
Oh, I bet you they got food down there.
Oh, 100%.
I'm on it.
You need to pretend like you're an Amazon.
I will.
Yep.
I will.
That's what you need.
Who's doing it? Who's doing the
Who's on the broadcast?
No, is their crew here? No.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw that the NBC crew had a thing at the Ryder Cup. I saw MJ was there.
Yeah.
Mello and their whole little.
It was actually, to be honest with you, they did. The only thing the U.S. did was make it watchable on Sunday.
Hmm.
Because they got it close. And it was must-watch TV for a very long time because it would have been something that had never been done at the Ryder Cup.
El Borde says nobody wants to talk to Tobin because he nuked the Heat season last year. Okay, dude, can we move on to a new thing? I didn't nuke the season last year. It's not my fault.
I got to tell you.
It's not my fault.
I got to tell you. El Borde, facts.
No, it's not
facts. Those are facts.
No.
And really?
He's you know
the
what?
The downfall started.
I'm surprised.
The downfall started with this. This look right here.
Hmm? No, that wasn't.
And then you took that look.
I didn't.
No. You ran over to Pat Riley.
That's not even the order of operations. That's not even what happened.
What about this
That's
one?
That's not what happened.
What about this one?
Okay, that's not. That had nothing to do with nothing.
What about this one?
I don't remember what that was from.
Hey, can I just tell you? You're the only one that gets that look, dude.
I don't like that you
because
just
you asked those crazy questions.
I don't like that you did. I don't ask crazy questions.
And then you run to Pat. Jimmy said.
Okay, first of all, order of operations is he said something on social media. I asked Pat Riley a question. Pat Riley didn't like that Jimmy Butler said those things. He decided to use my question as a jumping off point. And then...
Oh, so wait.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
Wait,
is that what people call a scapegoat? Or something
yeah.
Like that?
Okay.
I feel like I am being used as a scapegoat.
Oh, so Pat Riley scapegoated you so he could basically say what he said without...
Agreed. Yes. Agreed.
Then how come... Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
It's a legitimate question.
Sure.
Everything controversial that... I said controversial.
Okay.
Relax. Everything controversial...
Had to walk it back.
There you go. Sure. See, this is exactly what Pat Riley did to you, right? Everything that Pat Riley said that went national, you were on the other side of the mic.
Like the last 5 years.
He's always on the other side of the mic of chaos.
Yes.
Not this year.
Yes.
Not this year.
Yeah, you haven't, because Pat Riley hasn't spoken yet. That's the
we
only reason
started.
Why. We haven't started.
It's fresh air.
I bet you if you were
has
going.
Has it happened twice in the last 5 years? Yes.
And that's the only two times it went national. Is that not correct?
Yeah, but it's not fair. Like, you're taking
what do you mean?
Out of context.
Is it a fact?
It's like two.
Whoa. Is it a fact?
Those are things that happen.
No. Is it a fact?
I mean, if you want to describe that as a fact, then fine. That's a fact.
It is a fact.
Things
so,
that happen are
so,
facts. What are you talking
so,
about?
So let's put two and two together. Every time Tobin speaks.
It's not fair.
To somebody. Powerful in the Heat organization, chaos
powerful.
Erupts. So whether it's a star player or the guy who runs the show.
Do you know how many things that, like, I'm not, those are the only questions I've ever asked in my life, though.
And guess what? Look at the trouble you caused.
I'm not a troublemaker.
What?
I'm not a troublemaker. I'm not, like, I don't like this.
You know what? I'm going to start calling you Loki.
What?
Loki. That's it. Loki.
I'm not a troublemaker.
You're Miami Heat Loki.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm not.
Are.
Man,
mischief. Mischief follows
why
you
would,
everywhere.
Why would I want to cause the Heat trouble? I love
I ask
Miami
myself
Heat.
All the time. Somebody who loves
you,
the Heat?
You
sometime
here.
Who has to deal with my boy every day.
No,
I say,
you sit
why
here.
Does Loki have to do what he does?
Stop saying that I'm a troublemaker, though. Like,
he's
it's not fair.
You're an agent of mischief.
Okay, that's not fair. An agent of mischief?
Yeah.
It's very strong.
I like the name.
Are you not?
No, I don't think I am.
Then explain to me why.
People had feelings.
All the chaos that was surrounded the Heat the last 5 years have all started with you talking to all the parties.
Okay.
I just didn't answer that question.
I don't know.
Agent of chaos.
I'm not an agent of chaos, dude.
Agent
just,
of
I'm
mischief.
Just, I'm just hanging around. Just doing
and
my
how
thing.
Come... After
just
all this situation,
embrace the name. I
after,
like it.
After all the situations, you give the smirk. You
no, that's
give
not
the
fair.
Smirk.
I don't give
you
a smirk.
You give the smirk.
I don't give a smirk.
You do it to me all the time.
You've
when you know you get ready,
I've had to be through
doing
some
it
really.
This entire segment.
You know, I'm here when this team is down and
yes!
down and out and
yes!
and multiple buzzer beater losses last year. And
no,
you don't say anything about
no,
that.
Nobody questions your love and your fandom for the Miami Heat over the years. I'm not questioning that.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, with the job you currently have,
sure.
Why is the most chaos that's hit this team in the last 5 to 7 years all started with you?
Wow. I don't know.
What is that?
Wrong place.
What is that?
I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling. Stop the quibbling.
Oh, my goodness. But then, I'm telling you. Like, I'm just putting two together, baby. Like,
don't do my thing to me. I don't like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Then tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong.
I feel like any person who would have asked the questions that were asked would have brought and garnered the same response. Like, I am just a conduit. Like, I don't think that. It had anything specifically to do with me.
Okay.
Like, you think that I have some agenda out here, and I don't. Okay? If I thought that in any way, shape, or form, things would have been harmonious if I would have just not existed, then I would have not existed. I would have just gone about my day. But to say that I'm sitting here throwing some kind of chaos grenades into this team is ridiculous. And quite frankly, I'm offended.
Look. Very nice of you to try to deny all these.
I'm not denying anything.
Really? So what part of this that if you weren't involved would still be happening?
What part if I
so
wasn't
if
involved
the
would
agent
still be
of mischief wasn't involved,
yeah.
The agent of chaos, would chaos or mischief happen?
I think the same would have happened.
So when would you went to Pat Riley?
I didn't
and okay. asked him about the asterisk.
But you okay.
First did
of
you
all,
not?
First of all, it was virtual. It was a virtual press conference. You acting like I went and said
nobody else asked him that question.
I mean, it was a long answer. He answered for like 3 minutes. He brought up Wilt. It was a 4 minute answer, and then like one little beep, 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 beep.
And what part of mischief or chaos is not involved with you taking one person's answer and running to the other person?
I didn't run to any other person with that one. That one just took off like wildfire because the Lakers fans are sensitive. But I'm not going to sit here and not ask about the idea if Bam Adebayo would have been healthy and Goran Dragic would have been healthy, would that have been a different series? The answer is obviously yes. And Pat Riley felt the same way. Now, the first thing that he says, you can't do that. And then he goes on to this whole rigmarole of like the 70s. But then, you know, he gets into it and goes,
what?
You know, the rigmarole.
What? You know, no.
I'll take him
a minus one, please.
You literally sounded 200 years old.
No, that's not fair.
Really?
No, that's not fair.
I can't even spell that.
The whole point of it is that it didn't go anywhere. It wasn't anything of like
minus one.
Thank you. Sorry, Dan. It was just a genuine curiosity of how the man felt. What's wrong with that?
I know you, right? But everybody doesn't. They always come to me and say, why is Tobin always at the center?
No, people don't ask you that, dude.
Oh,
nobody's ever asked you that.
What?
I get DMs of this.
Let me get this straight. You guys are sitting here telling me that strangers have come up to you and said,
yes.
How come Tobin's always ruining the Miami Heat?
No. Why is he an agent of chaos?
Nobody has ever said that to you. I'm not going to accept that.
All right.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.